This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. Robert Mugabe, who ruled Zimbabwe for 37 years following the end of white minority rule in 1980, died early Friday. He leaves behind a complicated legacy. Some hailed him as a liberation hero. Others say he destroyed the economy and terrorized his people for decades. VOA's Anita Powell has more.
Many Zimbabweans, many of whom were born after he came to power in 1980, say the truth is somewhere in the middle. The dashing, eloquent guerrilla fighter negotiated Zimbabwe's independence from Britain in 1979. Early on, he urged Zimbabweans to reconcile after the 15-year civil war that brought about independence. But as time went on, he became more controlling and faced increasing allegations of human rights abuses, repression, and election rigging. The economy collapsed after he led a far-reaching land expropriation program, and both inflation and unemployment soared. But even as he cast his final ballot, he was warmly welcomed by his people, who cheered the man they call by his clan name, Gushungo. Anita Powell, VOA News, Harare.
Protests continued in Hong Kong on Friday, with protesters taking over the streets and lighting fires around the city. The continuing defiance comes 2 days after Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam announced that her government will formally withdraw an extradition bill that had initially sparked the demonstrations in June. Protesters have gathered on the streets, establishing their new slogan, Five Key Demands, Not One Less. In response to Lam's announcement, they also want an independent investigation into allegations of police brutality during the protests, the unconditional release of those detained, not labeling the protests as riots, and direct elections of the city's leaders. For more on these and other top stories, visit us online at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News.